As rain as ever, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Store. This is Lum and Abner.
Well, the bubble has burst. The famous rocket ship was blown to bits as it attempted to take off on its fabulous flight to the planet Mars. Fortunately, both Lum and Abner escaped without injury, neither one of them being in the ship at the time of the explosion. Squire Skimp was not quite so fortunate, however. Mr. Corey, the prospective investor, turned out to be a detective and placed Squire under arrest for selling stock in a non-existent corporation. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows back in their jot 'em down store and library, and Lum is talking on the telephone.
No, Mom. That's all I know. Of course, Squire just had to go out of town on some kind of business, I think. No, I don't know that, neither. Uh-huh. All right, not at all, Miss Simpson. Uh-huh. Goodbye.
Strange. Sister Simpson, that who it was?
Yeah. Trying to find out what happened to Squire so she could gossip it all over town, I reckon.
Well, why didn't you just tell her he was arrested, Lum?
Oh, he's more than likely having enough trouble as it is.
Yeah.
If Sister Simpson got hold of the story, she'd get it twisted to where Squire committed a murder and everything else.
Well, Lum, exactly what did he get arrested for? I never did figure that out.
For selling stock in the Mars Corporation.
Well, what's wrong with that? That's legal, ain't it?
No, not when they ain't actual no corporation.
Well, there was a corporation, though. I was vice president of it, so there must have been one.
No, there wasn't. See, Squire never got it incorporated. He just told us he did. Then he got them stock shares printed up in some little printing shop.
Well, I do know.
It wasn't worth a penny.
And
he's selling them for $10 apiece.
Oh, and that's what they arrested him for, huh?
Yeah, that was it.
And Doggett, it's a lucky thing that... for us that we weren't able to sell none of them things, Lum, or we would have got arrested too, wouldn't we?
That's right, ain't it?
Why, sure.
Yeah, I never thought of that before.
But wait a minute, though, Lum. We was officers in that corporation. Ain't we just as guilty as Squire?
Well, ordinary we would be, yeah. If it was corporated. But it wasn't, see.
Yeah.
And another thing, Squire saved us from that. He never knowed he was doing it, of course.
Well, how'd he do that?
Well, you see, he thought that Mr. Corey was a big financier feller. He never knowed he was a detective, of course.
Yeah, I know that.
So old Squire was trying to sell him this stock. And he wanted to get all the money for himself, so he told Mr. Corey me and you didn't actually have much to do with the corporation. Said it was all his own idea.
I know
your
old Squire sure talked
himself
right into that, didn't he?
That's what he done, talked himself right into the
tangent.
You know, the more I think about this, the more I realize just how lucky we was, Abner.
Lucky?
Well, we're lucky we ain't in the penitentiary, and we're lucky we never got blowed to pieces in that rocket ship.
Yeah, Doggett, I still get the shakes every time I think how close we come to getting blowed up,
man. I went over to that vacant lot this morning. You know, there ain't a single piece of that rocket ship left. Not even a little bitty splinter of wood.
Well, I found a couple of pieces of it clean over by my place.
You did?
Yeah. Ezra Seastrunk found part of one of the wheels in his garden this morning.
Oh, swan to goodness. Well, I'm glad it's parts of the rocket ship, not us, that they're finding all over.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I'm still sorrowful we never got to make the trip to Mars.
Well, I ain't. Glad we never got started, even.
Well, I didn't exactly want to go there, Lum, but don't forget we still got all them bills to pay, and that was the only way we was going to make enough money to pay them was being celebrities and writing books about our trip and all that.
Well, we'll just have to figure out some other way to make money. Do you know what I found out about Mars this morning?
Found out? You mean something that ain't nice?
No, this was in the almanac.
Oh.
Grandpappy Spears run across it and showed it to me.
Uh-huh.
Mars is about 240 million miles away from here.
240?
That's what it said.
My doggy, that's farther than Kansas City, ain't it?
Of course it is. Me and Grandpap got to figuring, and we discovered that if we went 100 miles an hour, it'd take us about 100,000 days to get there.
Huh.
That figures about 274 years.
Years?
Yes, sir.
Is that for the round trip?
No, no, it's just one way.
For the land's sake. Huh. Let's see here. 2 times 274. 2, 4 is 8, 7, 4.
What do you figure?
I don't as long, we'd be over 500 years old by the time we got back to Pine Ridge.
Of course we would.
Well, I'm glad we never went neither then. I admit that we'd be celebrities all right and get rich, but law me, Lom, I'm feared we'd be too old to enjoy our money.
Enjoy our money?
Yeah.
Why, we wouldn't even be alive.
No, I reckon we wouldn't that old. Well, sir, it just appears like whenever a feller comes into a heap of money that way, he just starts living too high and pretty soon just kills him.
Well, I don't mean that, though.
I recollect old Frank Euclid. He come into a fortune when his paw died. Oh, had at least $600 or $700. I don't know exactly how much it was, but I know he had a lot of money.
Wonderful world.
Howdy, Cedric.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Ebner. Howdy, Mr. Long.
Hello, Cedric.
Say, was you fellas valises blowed up in that rocket ship yesterday?
Oh, my, yes, everything was, Cedric. Even them expensive scientific instruments that the professor bought.
Oh, doggone it anyways. I was fixing to borrow one of them.
Borrow one?
Yes, Mom.
What do you want with a valise, Cedric? You going on a trip?
Yes, Mom, I reckon I am.
Well, take my advice and don't go to Mars, Cedric. You'll be 500 years old time you get back here.
No, Mom, I ain't going there.
No, I wouldn't.
Don't think I'd mind the trip to Mars, but it's that getting started that worries me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is sort of a sudden start, using that dynamite. Well, where about you going then, Cedric?
Oh, I ain't for sure. Ain't made up my mind.
No.
Some big city, that's all I know.
Big city?
Yes, Mom. Pine Ridge ain't big enough no more, I don't think.
Well...
Wait a minute, Cedric. What do you mean Pine Ridge ain't big enough? What are you getting so big-headed about?
Well, I ain't getting big-headed. It's the same size it always was, I think. I'm just trying to be patriotic, that's all.
Patriotic?
What are you talking about, Cedric?
Well, this here. This is a A-book.
Huh?
I believe that's what they call it. It's got stamps in it.
Oh, stamp album. You starting one of them, Cedric?
Wait a minute. This ain't no stamp album. It's a gas rationing book, ain't it, Cedric?
I don't know. All I know is they said each one of them stamps is good for 4 gallons of gasoline.
Well, I do know. Well, that sounds like a right good bargain, Cedric. Believe I'll buy some myself. They're that cheap.
No, you got the wrong idea, Edmund. These stamps don't buy the gas. They just give you the right to buy the gas. You can't get any unless you got a book with these stamps in it.
Well, that's a funny way to run a sale on gas.
Well, they ain't running no sale on gas. They're doing just the opposite. The government's rationing gas.
Rationing it?
Yeah.
Why, that's silly. We got plenty of gas. Why, right over in Oklahoma, I bound you they've got barrels and barrels of it.
I know that.
Well, don't the government know it?
Sure the government knows it. They know it better than me and you.
Well, then what's the idea of rationing this gas then?
Just give me a chance to explain it to you.
Of course.
You're making the same mistake a lot of folks is. The government ain't doing this because there's a shortage of gasoline. They're doing it because there's a shortage of rubber for automobile tires. They want to keep every car running all during the duration, because that's important.
Yes, huh?
Of course it is. That's how folks get backwards and forwards to work and all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, they figured out the natural way to save rubber tires is not to run them so far. Cut down the mileage. Are you following me? And they found out the best way to cut down mileage is to ration gasoline. That's simple enough to understand, ain't it?
Oh, sure. I see it now, yeah. But now, what if a fella can't get along on that much gas, so...
Well, they got other books a fella can get if he's entitled to them. But the best way of solving that is to get together with your neighbors and share your cars.
Huh?
For instance, if two fellers take turns riding to work with one another...
Who are these two fellers, Long?
Well, just any two fellers, if they take...
Well, what's their names?
Well, it don't matter what their names is.
It does, too, Long. If they're going to ride with one another, they ought to know who they're riding with. It ain't safe getting in with just any old stranger you see.
Well, these fellers ain't strangers, Abner. They're neighbors.
They are?
Sure.
Well, my doggies, you'd think they'd know one another's names then, wouldn't you? Living right next door to one another that way. Must be awful stuck up, folks.
Abner. They know who each other is.
Well,
they
who know, are they then? That's what I want to know. You got my cue off the route, Lum. Come on now.
I don't know who they are. The point
well,
is...
Well, what are they being so secret about this for? Are they ashamed of something they did?
Oh, for goodness sake, hush up and let me explain it.
Go ahead.
The point of it is that two fellas ride together and take turns using their cars. Both these fellas are traveling as far as they used to, but they're running their cars just half that far. In other words, share your car and go twice as far. That's an old lettered saying I just made up, I think.
You got my stamp book now, Mr. Lone?
Excuse me, Cedric. I forgot about you. Yeah, here's your book.
Doggies, I'd give anything to know who them two fellas is.
Well, I expect I better be going now. I'll send you fellas a postcard from the city.
The city?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wait a minute, Cedric. I forgot what we started out discussing with you. Exactly why are you going to a big city?
Well, of course I have to. Pine Ridge just ain't big enough, that's all.
Ain't big enough for what, Cedric?
For being patriotic, seeing. I got to get to a big place. That's all there are to it.
Well, why do you, Cedric?
Well, the government gave me this gas stamp book and told me to use it, didn't he?
Well, yeah, you said they did.
Well, I got to do what they tell me to do, don't I?
Sure.
Well, I know good and well I'll never be able to use up no 4 gallons of gas a week in a little place like Pine Ridge going backwards and forwards the woods.